KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Good evening and welcome to KSL at Night. Tonight, I'm your host, Leah Murray. I'm KSL's resident political science professor from Weber State University. I'm alongside my good friend, Greg Skordas, who's KSL's legal analyst.
Deja vu. We worked together last night.
We worked together last night.
That was a great show.
Yeah, and
tonight's
going to
be just as fun. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So if you missed last night's show, you can always go back and listen to it on KSLpodcast.com or quite frankly, any app where you get your podcast. Just look up KSL at Night. Greg, the monthly jobs report for March is out. So according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, employers have added a little over 300,000 jobs in March. Unemployment rate dropped from 3.9 to 3.8%. Average hourly earnings went up 0.3% and they're up 4% year over year. The average work week rebounded to 34.4 hours a week. And then non-farm payrolls increased by 303,000 in March.
Good news.
Yeah, it feels like it's all
the way across the board. Very good news. Very encouraging news for our country.
Yeah, but neither of us are economists, so we brought in an expert to help us understand these numbers. We've got with us tonight Robert Spendlove, Economic and Public Policy Officer at Zions Bank. Robert, welcome to the show.
It's great to be with you.
All right, so I'm going to tease first and say, it says economists... unexpected. And I actually follow you on LinkedIn, Robert. So today you said these were the numbers and they you said grew above expectations. So my question is, like, why is it that economists keep expecting, do you know what I mean? Something different, right? So my question, kind of the tease, is maybe economists need to rethink how they make their expectations. But also, like, what is it that's, is it just the market? It's defying whatever variables you all put into a model. Just talk to us about that.
Yeah, and you're right. Sometimes good news is just good news, and this report is good news. And so, but where it's kind of surprising economists is if you think about the interest rate environment, the Fed raised those rates way up, and that should slow the economy. And so we've been expecting for the economy to respond to this higher rate environment, and it just is not doing it. And so the previous month, the job growth was 270,000. The expectation was that it would slow down to 200,000, but instead it accelerated not only above the expectation, but above the previous month. So that means even in a very restrictive environment, we continue to see this unexpected growth in the labor market.
So, Robert, given your expertise, what's the reason for that? What's going on that's causing this economy to continue to do well in the face of what was a year ago looking at inflation, interest rates going up? And why is the economy continuing to perform?
There's really only one explanation for this, and that is international migration. And so we are seeing,
really?
You know, this and it's a benefit. It enables the economy to grow above its potential because we're bringing new people into the country. And so we can grow without having. So one of our big struggles is then this low labor force participation. When the pandemic hit, we had 3 million older workers go on the sidelines and they haven't come back in again. And so we've been debating, we've been saying, okay, how do we bring them back into the labor market? Well, what this is showing is that you don't need that resident labor force participation to go up as much if you have people coming into the country that are expanding the overall economy.
So I'm going to just tell you what I was not expecting you to say.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
International migration, Robert. So talk to me about, if you don't mind, and maybe you don't want to speculate too much, does any of the conversation, you know, like what's happening at the border with Mexico affecting this? Are you thinking it's international migration, do you know what I mean, like in other directions? So that whole political, you know, conversation there wouldn't really affect this?
Yeah. And let me just give you the actual numbers. So in February of 2020, there were 28.7 million foreign-born people in the civilian labor force. As of this month, it's 32.2 million. So that's roughly a growth of 3 million foreign-born people in the labor force. And so, you know, there's the politics and then there's the economy.
Yeah.
And the economy doesn't care what politicians say. The economy, employers are saying, we need people, and the economy will always find a way. And that's what we're seeing. So if politicians refuse to address illegal immigration or refuse to process people properly, the economy will still find a way.
So talk to us about some of the other numbers. We talked about employment or unemployment falling. New jobs, we've already talked about 303,000. Hourly earnings rising. Average work week rebounds. Are these all part and parcel of the same really job growth that we're talking about here, part of sort of fallout from that?
Yeah, and this is why, so you saw a positive reaction in the stock market today because of a lot of this narrative. And so again, if these new people coming into the labor force are coming, they tend to be lower wage workers. And so that is one of the reasons why you could have that expansion in the labor force, but also have the unemployment rate dropping and our year-over-year wage growth is slowing a little bit, which we need that wage growth to slow. Right, for the past 4 years, it's been overheating, and the fear is that that would cause higher inflation. But if we see that those hourly earnings coming down, we can have the growth without having the inflationary problem.
Robert, can you talk to us? Sometimes when we do these kind of economic reports, there are different sectors, right, of the economy that have different stories. I like how you said at the beginning of this, good news is just good news, and this is all good news. But is there some sector, if you know what I mean, like big tech or something, right, that we're not seeing growth like this?
Yeah, so our strongest sector was healthcare. Healthcare is doing really well, added about 72,000 jobs. Another really good story is leisure and hospitality, which also grew really strongly. In fact, leisure and hospitality is back to where it was pre-pandemic, so that's a really good story too. Construction grew well. Our slower growth is, you know, kind of in that tech sector, like you were saying. Is still, and when you think about it, that is a very interest rate sensitive area. And so they continue to be kind of contracting and having more struggles than some of those high growing areas.
So, Robert, I want to ask you a follow up on this interest rate. Do you suppose that these numbers and the fact that inflation has slowed a bit might cause the Fed to adjust interest rates sometime this summer?
So it might, and it's a big might. So the critical number is going to come next week. So on Wednesday, we get the actual inflation numbers, and that's the one. Those are the numbers that the Fed is watching really closely. And we have seen that inflation slow over the last year, but there's fear that it could stall out, and we could start to see reacceleration in some of that inflation. And we're seeing that. With gas prices, they're starting to move up again. Home prices might be starting to move up. And so the Fed's going to be watching that really closely. And that's going to be kind of the critical component. But I think the chance of the Fed cutting rates before July is pretty much off the table. So at this point, if the Fed cuts rates, it's going to be in the latter half of this year.
Robert Spendlove, I do always appreciate so much you coming and chatting with us. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Sure. I'm happy to help.
Yeah,
to start the show with some great news.
I know,
Leah.
But I also love how he said, like, the economy will find a way. I mean, to a certain extent, you know, my dad was an economist too, or still, I guess, has an economics degree still. And his whole thing always was Adam Smith said, man, invisible hand, right? So even if politics are not going to deal with things, that invisible hand is going to move stuff around. The economy is going to find a way. Next up, Greg, I want to have a conversation about something near and dear to your heart, which is, you know, skiing.
The Winter Games.
And the Winter Games that are coming up. Stay with us.